very often by accident the light gets turned on or off in Shabbos and we need it to be fixed quickly, and usually the easiest solution around when there are no Gaim around is young children, because there are a lot of times young children around Jewish homes, Baruch Hashem, and people like to have their kids do Malacha for them on Shabbos. So I want to talk today about the issue of having children do Malacha for you on Shabbos. So the issue involves really three separate potential Isurim in having children do Malacha for you on Shabbos. One, or three separate mitzvahs, one, or three separate issues, I should say. One is the issue of chinuch. There's a mitzvah midrabah. One needs to be mechanech the children, and as soon as a child is old enough to understand that there are certain things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, so you have to be mechanech him not to do those things on Shabbos. So whatever, four-year-old, five-year-old already understands that they're not supposed to do certain things on Shabbos, so you have to teach them that they shouldn't do those things that they're not allowed to do on Shabbos, they shouldn't do malacha on Shabbos from a fairly young age. From, let's say, 5 years old, 6 years old, you have to already tell them about not doing malachas on Shabbos. That is the issue of chinuch. Now, there's a second issue, and that is specifically when it comes to Shabbos. Shmos Parachav Pasuk Yud, the Torah says, Lo sa'aseh chol malacha ata uvincha uvitecha. That not only can you not do malacha, it's also your son and your daughter cannot do malacha. So from there we see that parents are not allowed, are not allowed to let their kids do any malacha on Shabbos. And if the child is doing malacha for the parent, it's a violation of that pasuk. Now this pasuk would only be a violation if he's doing it for the parent. If he's doing it for himself, so then it's not included in lo sa'aseh chol malacha ato vincho vitecha, if it's completely done for himself. However, the chumrah of this issue is that it would apply even to children below the age of chinuch, meaning even if the child's not yet old enough to understand that this is not something you're allowed to do on Shabbos, but he is old enough to understand that he's doing this because the parent wants him to do it, so that would be a violation l'chora of this pasuk. Nafkamina again between chinuch and this is both in terms of the age and also if the child is doing it l'tzorech atzmo. Once a child is at the age of chinuch, the fact that he's doing it l'tzorech atzmo is not going to help the fact that he's doing it for himself. But before the age of chinuch, if he's doing it letzorech atzmo, it would be a violation of neither chinuch, because he's before the age of chinuch, nor a violation of lo sa'aseh malacha ato vincho uvitecha, because he's doing it letzorech atzmo. Good? And l'chora, this iser doesn't only apply if he's doing it for the parents, it applies if he's doing it for anybody. Even if it's someone that the child barely knows, it would apply equally. If a child does a malacha, he's permitted. If the child does such a malacha for his parents or for other people, the Magen Avraham in Sim Shin Chav Hei Sif Katan Chav Beis writes that it's usher to get hana from that malacha. It's a real malacha that was done on Shabbos, and I'll get hana from that malacha. The third issue is the issue that the Gemara talks about in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Kuf Yud Dalet Kuf Tes Vav. The Gemara is a whole sugya about an isra in the Torah called Lo Sachilim, that one is not allowed to feed a child any davar aser. This is not only about feeding, it's not only about food, but to provide a child with an iser, or to tell a child to do an iser on any iser da'araisa is going to be a violation of an iser da'araisa, pashtus of lo sa'achilein. However, that is only a violation if you provide the child with the iser. If you put the iser in front of the kid, even though the kid may go and use it and do whatever he does with it, but you didn't tell him to do it, you didn't feed it to him, you didn't give it to him, you didn't bring the child who's a Kohen into the cemetery, you didn't feed the non-kosher food into the child's mouth, you just put it in front of them, then that's not a violation of Lo Sachilin. That's the Tzad Kula of Lo Sachilin. The Tzad Chumra is that it applies even below the age of Chinuch. Even an infant, you're not supposed to feed non-kosher food to. It's a violation of Lo Sachilin that would apply even when the children is not at the age of Chinuch yet. So therefore, let's say you have a kid that less than the age of chinuch, and the light is on, and you want him to shut the light off, so you could put him in front, or the light is off, and you want him to turn it on, so you could put the kid in front of the light switch, if he's less than the age of chinuch, and see what he does. In terms of the mitzvah of chinuch, he's less than the age of chinuch. In terms of the special Shabbos obligation, if he's doing it for himself, he's not doing it for you, he doesn't understand that it's for you, he thinks he's doing it for himself, so that would be fine. If in terms of the issue of lo sachilim, if you're not feeding it to him, you're just putting it in front of him, so then that would be fine. So you can get around all these Yisurim just by putting him in front of the light switch, provided that he's doing it for himself also, that he wants the light on or off in the room. When a child is not yet at the age of chinuch, for example, you can let him play with muktzah toys. Why? Because you're not giving it to him, you're just putting him in front of it. He's below the age of chinuch, so there's no chinuch. He's doing it for himself, so there's no bincho bitecha. So you, as long as you get around all three of these issues, just say as long as you get around all three of these issues, so you could find heterim in those areas. Now, there are poskim that assume that if you're giving the child an isser d'rabbanan, that is not a violation of los achilim. Los achilim is only when you're giving him an isser d'oraisa, and therefore it would be mutter to tell a child who's below the age of chinuch to do an isser d'rabbanan if it's for the child's benefit also. Let's say the light is on in the child's room and he's below the age of chinuch, it's a 4-year-old kid or a 3-year-old kid below the age of chinuch. Shutting off a light traditionally has been assumed to be an Isser D'Rabbana, not an Isser D'Oraisa. So the Rashba, the Shitas HaRashba, Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudalid, is that there's no lo sachilim on an Isser D'Rabbana. Chinuch, you don't have, the kid is 3 years old. You don't have Bincho B'techa because he's doing it for himself, he's not doing it for you. And lo sachilim you don't have because it's an Isser D'Rabbana. Beis Yosef quotes that Rashba, but says, the Beis Yosef says in Sim Shin Mem Gimel that he's not sure that the Rashba meant it L'Maisa. It could be that he said it and that's why in the Shulchan Aruch he doesn't quote the Shitas HaRashba. But there are many Achronim that assume that at least Bishas HaChak we can rely on that Shitas HaRashba, because Magen Avraham in Shin Mem Sivkat and Hey, Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Shin Mem Gimel Sivkat and Vav, the Rabbi Kivager in Achuv and Simon Tes Vav, quoted by the Bir Halach in Shin Mem Gimel, all assume like this Shitas HaRashba. So if the Shitas HaRashba made such headway into the Sifrei Achronim, so it seems that at least we could rely on the Shitas HaRashba when it comes to a child below the age of Chinuch, at least Bishas HaChak. There is a machlokas rishonim whether maybe even above the age of chinuch whether we could rely on this shita, but certainly below the age of chinuch we could rely on this shita sarashba. And that's how Chayyadim writes in Klal Samach Vav Siv Vav as well. There are poskim that say even when it's not such a great tzorich, even when it's not a tzorich gadol, we just pass like the rashba that you could rely on the rashba, but at least when it's a tzorich gadol. So when it comes to turning on and off lights, turning on a light has always been assumed to be an Isser D'Oraisa. Not so pashut that it's an Isser D'Oraisa if you don't have an incandescent bulb. If you have an incandescent bulb, yeah, that's Isser D'Oraisa. It has din of Eish. Not so pashut that if you're turning on a fluorescent bulb, that it's an Isser D'Oraisa. So maybe if you're turning on a fluorescent bulb, so maybe the asking a child below the age of chinuch to turn on the light when he's going to benefit from it, maybe there's room to be mekel when it's a major tzorich, when there's need to do that. Now, you have to really get into the sugya of what the isser of turning on a fluorescent bulb is. Is it really only an isser d'rabbanan? Rav Asher Weiss believes that it's an isser d'oraisa. He holds it's in the miscellaneous category of malacha called malacha b'patish, which is just miscellaneous based on Yerushalmi, but that it's a malacha d'oraisa. Most poskim seem to assume that it would be a malacha d'rabbanan, in which case there would be room to be mekel in that situation. But again, only if the child is benefiting from it, and you're putting the child in front of the light, but you're not actually giving it to him to do, and the child is below the age of chinuch. Now there is a svara of Simcha Bunim Kohn in the Sefer Children in Halacha in a footnote quotes from Rav Scheinberg the following suffix. He says the Sefer Chinuch Yisrael on page Reish Tes Zayin raises a suffix if you're allowed to ask a child to do something that's a davar sheino miskaven with a psik reshe on a melacha d'oraisa. Normally you're not allowed to have him do melacha d'oraisa, but what if it's a davar sheino miskaven? So you say, okay, well, davar sheino miskaven with psik reshe is asur also. Yeah, but the child doesn't connect it. The child doesn't connect the fact that he's opening the fridge with the light turning on in the fridge. So can you have a child below the age of chinuch open up a refrigerator when the light is still on? So he quotes from Rav Scheinberg in the journal Amat Torah, Madura Beis, Chaveris Yud Beis, that comes to the Maskana that based on Tosus in Yuma, that Psik Reshe, on a Davar Sheino Miskaven, there's Makom Lahakel, to tell a child B'mefurish to do such Melachos D'Oraisa with a Psik Reshe. That again, if the child is below the age of Chinuch. So that's one significant significant kula if you leave the refrigerator light on. That's a psik reshe. Another tzad l'kula that he quotes, and I don't really understand this one, but he quotes it from the Sefer Chinuch HaBanim VaHabanos on page Lamed Dalet, that he says a lot of times on Shabbos you could have a tzorech gadol to turn on the lights, and it's a malacha d'oraisa. So what are you going to do? So he says you can't ask a child to do it even below the age of chinuch, but maybe what you could do is as follows. Maybe you could ask a child who's below the age of chinuch to ask another child who's below the age of chinuch to do it. And that, with an amira da amira, you add an extra kula. As long as you make it that the child is actually doing it, doesn't realize it's for the parents, then maybe that would be okay. So if you have two children, you have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, you could ask the 4-year-old to ask the 2-year-old to turn on the light, as long as the 2-year-old doesn't realize that he's doing it for the parents. That's what he suggests. I'm not really sure I understand why that would be mutter, but that's what he suggests. These are the basic guidelines of having children do malacha for you on Shabbos.